Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
WQAD Podcast Network.
The Cities with Jim Mertens, a production of WQPT, PBS for the Quad Cities region, a podcast in partnership with WQAD. What's going on in the Quad Cities? Activities, events, fun, politics, sports, local issues and opinions. And now, your host, Jim Mertens.
I'm Jim Mertens, and this is The Cities. Nita Jones has a story to tell. The details may not be known by some of her young dancers that she teaches, mentors, and helps grow into confident young women. But as we mark Juneteenth, we sat down with the founder of the Pink Dynamic Dolls, who have a dance competition planned for July 10th at the Davenport River Center. So, Nita, why did you create the Pink Dynamic Dolls, and what's the name behind that?
Okay, so I'll start with the name, Pink Dynamic Dolls. So I got the color pink from some of my girls. They love the color pink. And I've been knowing some of these girls just before dance as well, so I kind of had their input on the name. Dynamic is just basically like a consistent change, active, progressing, keep moving forward, positive energy. So it's a lot behind the name Dynamic for them.
Well, and for you, it means an awful lot as well, because, I mean, tell me a little bit about what you had to go through, because you loved dance as a child, and then you kind of gave up for a while because of personal issues.
Correct. So I've always danced. So I've been dancing for a long time. And I even did Metro and Rock Island. I did North High School. So when I started dancing at North High School, I kind of put it on hold to help my mom out with my brothers and sisters. So from the age of 9 on up, I kind of came from a single family home. Like, just, it was my mom, my brother, and my sister. So I had to just stop for a second, help her out with the kids. And then I just always still managed to dance. Like, I'll dance anywhere. Or even in the neighborhood, I'll put girls together or anyone together and just start dancing or making up dances and doing our own shows. So as when I graduated from school, I kind of seen the Dancing Dolls on TV. I don't know if you ever watched that show before. And it just inspired me like to start my own dance studio and help girls out that wasn't able to. Or some of them are just, you know, following my footsteps. A lot of them come from a single parent home where it's just a mom. I have 48 girls, about 32 parents, and a lot of them are single parents. So just kind of can relate to the girls and helping them out, mentoring them, having them keep going, and eventually starting their own studio. So that's that.
Well, let's be honest. I mean, dance is your life. Dance is so important to you.
Yes.
Does it give you a freedom? Does it give you a chance to express yourself? Is that something that you're trying to pass on to these girls?
So, correct. So when they come here, I don't know what their lifestyle is outside of dance. So when they come here, I always tell them, like, just release your stress, anxiety, and just dance. It makes you feel free. Be yourself, the confidence that they have. Some of them even, you know, I can see them walking in with attitude, but then as soon as they come in here, it changes. It's like their home. So that, give them that chance to have a second home or another place to go to is awesome. So, yes, dance is really, I mean, it's just like we feel free. We don't have to worry about anything. Even myself, like, dealing with everyday life, I come in here and I'm fine. Like, I don't think about nothing. I'm focused.
Well, we're marking Juneteenth right now. And you take a look at this new generation and how change is happening. And they're not ready to just live with the status quo. You got to be pretty proud of these girls that you're mentoring.
Yes. Yes, and we're teaching them now about Juneteenth. I know some of them still don't know much, and some of them are learning at school, but we've been focusing and teaching them about Juneteenth, like the freedom that they have without you know, back then with the, like, slavery and all that stuff was going on, we wouldn't be able to do this. So.
You've also got a big dance competition that we should talk about. I mean, that's going to be in July at the River Center. Tell me about that.
It's July 10th. It's at the River Center. Doors open at 11 o'clock. So the show starts at 1. I'm bringing teams down from Rockford, Chicago, St. Louis, all over. So it's around 8 teams, and they're going to be at the River Center performing. We start from ages 3 to 18. So we'll be down there all day. We also have a host coming from the hit show Bring It, Jay Fever. A lot of people know who he is, especially the kids. So he'll also be hosting our dance competition, so that'll be exciting.
Yeah, it's going to be very exciting, and you're going to have a lot of people involved.
Yes, yes. So we're thinking of, our goal is 1,000. We've already, I feel like we have 800 right now, and we're still not done selling tickets. So hopefully we'll be able to have a full house.
Tell me about the Pink Dynamic Dolls' future. What are you hoping after the dance competition? What do you have other performances that are planned?
Yep. So we actually go to Chicago before July 10th, and then we are going to Miami in August. We're going to South Carolina in October.
Wow.
And then, so we're a traveling dance team, so we're funding for that as well. So, yep.
You're spreading the joy is what you're doing.
Yes, and we have another, we'll have open enrollment in October because there's been a lot of people asking on our Facebook pages as well. So we're always accepting girls, and we start from ages 3 to 17.
Wow, starting at 3. They're so cute at that age. So yes, tell me, like you said, open enrollment comes in October. How do people contact you?
So they can reach us at our on our Facebook page, Pink Dynamic Dolls. We respond immediately, if we're like just 5-10 minutes. It comes right to my phone. Also, they can stop out and check us out at 1711 Fifth Avenue in Moline. We also have a website, pinkdynamicdolls.com, that they can also reach us at.
Nita Jones, founder of the Pink Dynamic Dolls.
Thanks for listening to The Cities with Jim Mertens. And watch The Cities Thursday nights at 7, Sunday afternoon at 4, and Monday night at 6 on WQPT PBS for the Quad Cities region.
WQAD Podcast Network.